This podcast is brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air.
Planet People, this is Kev Energy, and I'm continuing on our AI journey. The Quo Vadis question I posed has unearthed so many more questions, more than answers. So we're going to be dealing with AI hallucinations, and now a modern travel hazard to boot. I'll just give you a snippet. Just today, for example, we saw a new website. It looks like it was AI-created pop-up, and it's talking about a Queenstown casino and marina that do not exist. So people are being hoodwinked into thinking that the pretty picture we see is in fact reality. So when we finished off last week, we talked about the amount of tetrawatts of data cost in terms of electricity consumption that's around, and there are a number of questions about how the global energy system will adapt over the next decade, and whether the gains from using AI to tackle complex problems, including those that concern the climate and ecological emergency, justify its energy expenditure and impact on water supplies and biodiversity. Of course, AI is supposed to be artificial intelligence, and there's also actual intelligence, so we have to strike a balance between the two. It's a complex issue, and there are no conclusive answers as to yet the questions that are increasingly being asked. We must get used to discussing energy efficiency and fuel consumption by information processing and the clear conflict between the two. Thinking of our own processing power in this way fascinates me, said Dr. In a 21st Brain by Dr. Hannah Critchlow. She said, are we polluting ourselves to create the energy we need? Is that what aging is? Or have we evolved to produce our own energy in the greenest, cleanest way possible? In brackets, at least if we can give up on poor fuel choices and look after the power generating system that evolution has presented us with. If so, the humans are the pinnacle of clean energy production. What could we learn from our emerging understanding of its mitochondria-driven processing that might inform sustainable energy production for AI? So it's all brain power generating energy, and then we're going to be drawing from that energy from the finite resources on the Earth. It may sound fanciful to speculate about ourselves alongside AI in this way, but a Dr. Picard, Martin Picard's understanding of biology makes me think the questions are worth asking. He is convinced that the most important thing we should all take on board at this point in our evolutionary cycle is that a human being is not a molecular machine. We are, in fact, energetic processes. Science has spent years of advancing this bottom-up molecular reductionist hypothesis to explain how biology creates consciousness, but I don't think it holds up for many aspects. That's a big problem if we want to understand our deepest nature and what health is. She's also been interested in the place at which neuroscience and philosophy meet, which is often at the intersection of what we understand by consciousness. So Martin Picard's ideas set her thinking, especially since they speak to the evolutionary jump that many scientists believe humanity is currently undergoing. Another one of those massive changes within the technology sphere. In Dr. Pickard's view, the transformation and deployment of energy in our body is not so much a subsection of our biology, however vital and fascinating, as the basis for a new understanding of life itself, one that we must grasp if we want to maximize our potential. He says that the real paradigm shift that's needed in science and in culture, he says, is one that will help us realize that we're made of energy. Heaps more energy we are. What you experience as yourself is energy flowing through your brain. If you cut off that flow, for example, blocking your carotid arteries, within seconds you no longer exist. It's as short, sharp, and simple as that. Your consciousness completely disappears. Not because your brain is broken, but because the energy is no longer flowing through it. Fascinating stuff. We are all the sum product of the energetic processes that flow through the particular biological structure when we inhabit. We eat, and that feeds our energetic processes. We sleep, and that changes our energy. We exercise, and that changes our energetic state. Once we realize this about ourselves, it becomes easier to understand our relationships as another energetic process in which our respective energies influence each other, like a confluent of a river, many rivers. Each person is like a little flame of life that can transform another. Tomorrow I will be a different person because today you, your energetic processes, changed me and my energetic process. All interrelated, aren't we? Could this way of conceptualizing our brain's processing and its reliance on energy provide a new sense of purpose, perhaps thinking about cognition in terms of energetic processes, fuel sources and pollutants, will help us all to use our energy, both internal and external, more wisely to support us as individuals and as a species so we may survive and thrive into the future. Fascinating stuff, eh? So getting on to the AI hallucinations from all that energy talk we've had, so we have some total of all our energy sources. This is a travel technology conference symposium and the tourism landscape that is being discussed here down in Queenstown. Scores of tourists kept turning up at a pub in Tasmania, it said, looking for a picturesque hot springs they have learned about online, but it doesn't exist. It's an AI hallucination. So there's energy created within the brain and the mitochondria that's projected out into the world. And of course, we get sucked up into this promise of something that doesn't actually exist. So the artificial intelligence is conjuring up imaginary attractions and misleading information, and travelers need to be ready themselves for the risks that brings, such as incorrect planning and extra costs, real costs in terms of time and money, or even worse. Next, new generation travel technology, including AI, is changing the tourism landscape. But with it comes a host of risks. The audience at the inaugural Web in Travel, WIT, in Queenstown conference learned recently this week, in fact. Travelers are not unaware of the problems that come with the new technology and greater automation, with data breaches and scams garnering extensive coverage over recent years. We'll cover how Booking.com, the world's largest booking office, has tried to ameliorate this because they are getting attacked by many cases. It says, yeah, Booking.com is the largest travel company in the world and therefore a massive target for cyber criminals, she said. That meant that they were fielding millions of attack paths daily, but at a small percentage of the attacks managed to actually get through. So there's a whole contagion around this. So AI and other new cyber technology does bring exciting new opportunities and options for the travel industry and for travellers. So it's a yin and a yang. But as people use it more for planning and booking trips, accommodation and activities and challenges and dangers are there for all those involved. That will increase, speakers at the conference were told. The problems caused by AI-generated misinformation or hallucinations, it was called, emerged early on in the conference as a major topic. Panel chairperson Rod Culbert, a Tourism Tasmania board member, said there was a lot of worry about the fact that AI systems came up with all sorts of things which were not accurate or even real. So in terms of striking the balance, and to that end, Destination Queenstown was helping members to get that data accurate and to boost the capability with technology. Tourism NZ Chief Executive Rene Dumonchi said increasingly there were two audiences, the human beings who wanted to travel and the machines that were looking for information. So we need to make sure all our information is digestible, discoverable and readable. That's the focus in the work here we're doing as at the moment, along with working with key partners to amplify that into the world. For online travel agencies such as Booking.com, Expedia, Trip.com and Airbnb, AI is a useful tool that is reshaping intent, discovery, merchandising and customer experience. On a panel exploring the new frontier for the coastline agencies, Booking.com's Todd Leahy said that they used to help their accommodation partners respond to guest inquiries with customized responses, so they're trying to strike some balance by the look of it. And of course, the question that always is on your lips is, covered by this one. Trip.com's Ru Yi said that automation in their AI-powered planner, which creates customized itineraries and settles bookings, covered 80 to 90% of what previously required manual staff work to do. So the yin side could be that, well, all these jobs are being taken, but if it's a responsible AI response, then that's going to be releasing people to do other things, maybe give better customer service or enhance that service. But he said, again, the technology came with challenges. Trust remained a barrier for customers when it came to booking, inputting credit card details and making payment transactions. This is a fascinating part of the panel. Chairperson Adrian Curry said a Cornell University report showed about 94% of hotels were invisible in AI. And Leahy pointed out that in New Zealand, the vast majority of operators were SMEs or small to medium enterprises without a strong digital presence, which meant they could be overlooked. So all the AI Rara can cover the big operators at the expense of the small operators. Booking.com Asia Pacific MD Laura Holdsworth told the Sunday Times that WIT Queensland was the first conference where she had heard the sector's AI risks being called out. The concept of what we do trust, where is the technology hallucinating, and how we should use it more wisely is a big take out for me from this conference. And from our perspective, there are a few elements to it. How do we use it best for our consumers internally, and how can we use it to defend against those who are using it the wrong way? Because it is being used by organized cyber attackers who are looking for attack paths at a scale, whatever door they can come in on. As we mentioned, there are millions of field attacks against Booking.com, and they have a lot of models protecting themselves, making sure we block paths instantly. But once an attack lands, we have to build our defenses in a different way. It's a constant battle, so we use AI to counterbalance the threats that were coming at us. So it's a Peter pay Paul principle. But the investment into security is priority, and we also focus on education, especially for our industry partners, about how they can best protect themselves around the cybersecurity space. Coming down to the international, from the aviation point of view, Clint Carduzzo, chief executive of aviation compliance company One Reg, said there were many issues around digital security and digital identity, especially as while the technology was there, government policy in many countries was not, so the loopholes coming through the door. It's actually harder in freer countries to where people care about what they do with their data, but we are trying to solve these issues and trying to secure information to place one and not to get too many actors taking it up. One of the end solutions was to offer verifiable credentials stored in a digital wallet to enable passengers to control their data securely. So in addition, they were saying that if somebody wants a seamless journey, they need to let airports store their data, and they have to trust. But customers don't know what is being done with their data and identity details, so there's that risk to it. So at the end of the day, I had a recent interesting experience. I ran a quiz night, and one of the quiz night masters popped up a query, Mott Community Pool AED fundraiser, and in literally 11 seconds came out this beautiful poster, of which it looked like it had been done for hours. So AI is out there, we just have to try and work it into our systems. But energy costs, so balance the cost to the effectiveness and what the outcome is. So until the next time, treat AI with the respect it deserves and also the caution. Have a good day. Ka kite. Right now.
This podcast was brought to you by Fresh FM, with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Other great local podcasts are available through our website, freshfm.co.nz.